The readings today give us very rich fare. The first reading is the heart of what the Lord taught Israel. Pray, listen, Israel, the Lord our God is one, for the Lord is God alone. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your might, all your soul and all your might. Now take to heart these words. That's the heart of biblical religion. Only God. Love only God. And then, as Jesus added, and then your neighbor is yourself. God. Every sin we commit is because we prefer something to God. Little or big, we prefer something to God. And so then teach your children. Write it on your doorstep. You know, put it around your forehead. You know. Remember this. And Jewish piety recites this three times a day. And Origen, the great church father, said, now, we have replaced this with the Our Father. Because Jesus said, now when you pray, say, Our Father. And that also should be said three times a day. Our Father. Listen, Israel. Adonai, your God alone. Now, it's interesting that the gospel in Matthew, as you just heard, has a very abbreviated form of the story. If you remember, you know, for instance, in Mark, how elaborate it is. You know, he throws him in the fire, he throws him in the water, and from the beginning, he's have mercy on my son who's tormented by a demon. Here, my son is a lunatic. And the word does mean, the word lunatic in English comes from touched by the moon. And that's exactly the word that Matthew uses in Greek. There's something wrong. The moon, phases of the moon affect him, or, you see? But later on, Matthew says clearly, it's a demon. The story is very simple in Matthew. Just a clear storyline. I came. The line that's one of the lines that's hardest to grasp. Faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? I brought my boy to your disciples, they couldn't do anything. Now who's the faithless and perverse generation? The poor fellow with his son, or the disciples, or both, or the whole darn bunch of us? See, this is the faith that was just proclaimed in Deuteronomy. There's nothing, you know, to look to rather than God. And so, they bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and from that hour the boy was cured. You remember in Mark, he throws him on the ground, and they say he's dead. It's much more, the story is told in a much more ample way. Matthew, by the power of the Holy Spirit, wants us to concentrate on one thing. How come we couldn't drive it out? Now, there's an answer in Mark. You know how this is why you can pray and pray. In Mark, the answer is, this kind is only driven out by prayer. And the scribes add, and fasting. Because there's no prayer without fasting. You know, eat a nice comfy meal, then go pray. That's a strong example of, no, you got to deprive yourself. You know, prayer isn't a hobby. In Matthew, because of your little faith, which touches on the heart of prayer. I tell you, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell that mountain here, move over there to there, and it would go. Nothing would be impossible to you. So it's kind of important to try to understand, well, what kind of faith is this? Does that mean that we grit our teeth and say, I believe? No, it's a human work. That's not going to do any good. Faith here is intimacy. It's a whole way of life. Intimacy with Jesus. See, the Lord your God is one. Nothing before Him. Nothing preferable. The Lord our God has come into our midst. Jesus Christ is the eternal living Son of God. And He invites us to this kind of intimacy so that we trust Him. We love Him. We yield to Him. It's not just grit your teeth and say, I believe, mountain move. Probably won't. That's a human work. That's the danger with everybody come up and profess Jesus. I believe. That's not how you believe. Just the other day we learned faith. Blessed are you, Simon. My Father revealed this to you. That's the source of faith. It's not a human work. Our Protestant brothers who have these altar calls, but they're a lot like the Catholic confession. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, without any thought of any conversion. Just get rid of my sins so if I die I won't go to hell, which is not stupid. But you see, that's a human work. Grit your teeth, you know. I believe. I praise. That doesn't do it. Jesus is saying, you come to me. Pray. Be intimate with me. Yield your life to me. Obey me. And when you want something, I'll just give it to you. I love you. You want to see a great example of this? Look at the passage in the Magnificat today from Padre Pio. It is so gorgeous. That's faith. To love Jesus. To be close to Him. To want nothing but what He wants. To really want to die to self. See, that's faith. Now, the definition of a disciple in Matthew is somebody with little faith. That's the definition. No faith, you're not a disciple. You see? Little faith, that's where most of us are at. And that's why He says, oh, you faithless, perverse. How long do I have to put up with this? I'm offering you my heart. I'm offering you my life. I'm offering you divine companionship. I'm offering to do whatever you need to do. And you don't come to me. You're too busy with other stuff. Mary and I were talking yesterday with a woman who was praying so hard. She had lost her camera. A very important camera, not just a camera. Lots of things recorded on there for the glory of God, including a couple of miracles. And she couldn't find it, and oh, she came from Rome to here. And, oh. She was praying one day. She lives near the water. And this seagull came out, making that cry that the seagulls make, you know. Flew right next to her. I mean, she could have reached out and touched the seagull, which is not normal, right? And he had a great big fish in his mouth. So then the Lord said to her, do you see that I hear the seagull when he cries out to me? He's crying out for his food, and I give him his food. Do you see that? Do you think I treat you less, that I won't answer you if you cry out to me? Now that helped her faith. I got to just keep crying. Lord, I need this camera. I trust you. And I call out to you, like this seagull. I call out to you. And a couple of days later, there was a phone call from Rome. And by some miracle, the thing had been returned. It looks as though somebody stole it out of her suitcase while it was there in the lobby. And God touched that person's heart, and the thing came back. Now that's calling out to God. See, this is the kind that only goes out, you see, by faith. This is an invitation. It's summertime. You may have noticed that. And so, you know, everybody gets tired, they get bored, I can't tell you how many people have said to me in the last week, I'm in the doldrums. I just can't pray well. I can't do anything well. Part of it's just normal, physical. It's, you know, it's the heat. Part of it, I think, is that the Lord is getting his church ready to grow and grow up. I think the remedy for that is to go take 3 and 4 hours of prayer and not move till you hear from the Lord. Just go. Now, I don't mean, again, you grit your teeth, because gritting your teeth isn't going to help any. But go as a servant. Go as a friend. Just go and wait on the Lord. Bring your Bible. Call out like the seagull. And the Lord will hear you. If we want a breakthrough in this church of ours, in this community of ours, it'll only come through faith. And faith is always death to self. It means stop relying on myself and rely on God. And that's what the Lord wants of us. That's how we implement that beautiful Shema, that beautiful prayer of Deuteronomy. It's intimacy with Jesus. Intimacy. And we don't prize that. We're so dumb. We're so gross. And the Lord loves us. But you know, he'd love to have anybody who wants to get that kind of faith that comes through intimacy with Jesus. We just had this story today of St. Clare. Those Saracens were coming, burn down the monastery, rape all the nuns, kill them. And she stood there with the Blessed Sacrament. And they all disappeared. They all left. They all went away. They all ran away. Now, that comes from intimacy. Intimate with Jesus. We all know there's nothing more precious than to be intimate with Jesus and to know his love. Just read that stuff from Padre Pio today. Let's do it. Let's find the time to break out of these doldrums. Break out of this little faith. And have Jesus really intimate with us and alive to us. And then we can undertake a spiritual battle against the anger, the judgmentalness, the pride, the sensuality, the junk that keeps us from Jesus. Because we know his intimacy.